All right, welcome to our third and final installment of the PSA program, which is In-Depth on Lotus Radio. This is still Ian, your host, in the studio. I have two guests, Linda Haig, founder of Adopt a Vet Dental, and Jim Snyder, and who has actually gone through the program. Is that true, Jim?
That is true, and now I'm the veteran advocate for the program.
Gorgeous. Yeah. And well, I'm going to talk to you later, but we're going to
I'm gorgeous?
Oh, well, you're not. Well, you are. I just say gorgeous. That's just a thing I say. It's a positive thing. It gets people's energies up, which I can tell it's working. Linda.
Yes.
Linda, you're gorgeous. Linda.
Yeah,
thanks.
Linda, how did you, I mean, how long have you been a part of this program?
What, 7 years.
7 years.
Absolutely.
Did you, and you're, you're the founder, so it's been around for 7 years.
My husband and I began working with several veterans, about 60 of them, in subsidized housing, and high on their list was dental care.
Yeah.
And so that began our journey of trying to find out what was available to our veterans.
That's fantastic.
Yes. And it's just really been an honor to serve them. And a lot of people don't know that 95% of our veterans do not get dental care at the VA.
Really?
It is so restrictive. You have to be 100% service-connected or disabled, injured in the jaw or the mouth while in service, or have been a prisoner of war. So you see, that leaves out the vast majority of our veterans.
Jeez,
with no
that's
dental
pretty
care.
Severe kind of, yeah,
it
situations.
It really is, because we didn't realize that that was what was happening, and we target just the very low-income veterans that really can't afford to see a dentist.
Okay.
And it's just been really, really wonderful to see the support in the community. We have now 114 dentists and specialists that have stepped forward to help us with our veterans, providing pro bono, whatever it takes, full restoration or emergency dental care, to the tune of $4.3 million in donated services.
Wow.
In the 7 years that we've been operating.
That's fantastic.
So, and then we have wonderful donors that have been able. So it's really been a grassroots. There is no other program like ours in the United States. We get calls from all over. Well, you know, where's my dentist? So it's really been wonderful to see that when you have a passion and a vision. And my vision began with, wow, there's 300 approximately. 300 dentists in the community. If each one of them would take one veteran, we could make a huge impact.
Most definitely.
And to date, we have served 900 veterans.
Sheesh.
But that's the good news. The bad news is we still have 210 on our wait list.
Okay.
And that's where we need more dentists to help us.
Okay, well, that's why you're here, and that's why Jim is here.
I was
going to
say, now that's just in Northern Nevada.
Yeah.
And right. The one thing she left out just a little bit is 98% of the referrals come from the VA.
Okay.
Yes, and we're not supplemented by them, you know. But I went through the program, and I had the same situation. I was going to the VA, and I was in severe pain. I have a jaw disorder, nerve disorder, and it was just pretty much crunching all my teeth. I waited 18 months on the waiting list. And this is when she was just starting off, and I'm the only one to that she ever hung up on because I called so much. I needed help.
You must have, you know.
And so I paid it back.
These guys are really desperate, and Jim started calling me once a month, and then it was every day. And what I think people, we take for granted that they can eat, that we can eat, digest our food properly, and just go on with
smile.
Our daily. And the smile.
And that's
these
the
guys have not
thing.
Smiled in years. In fact, by the time we get them and come on board, they have not seen a dentist in 10, 20, 30 years.
Jeez.
So you can imagine the oral health diseases going on.
But if you look back at photos, and this is not just me, if you look back towards the photos, there's no one, I never smile.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's not just me, that's all the vets coming through the program. And you can't find any photos of them smiling. Then when they get done with the program, that's the first thing they want to do is smile and eat a steak.
There we go.
And,
in that order.
And I've seen tears. You know, I've seen very humble combat veterans and come through and in tears because it has changed their lives. I mean, we have some great examples about one that went through the program, went back to school to get his high school to teach high school again.
Oh, wow.
And okay. he was embarrassed to stand in front of the students. Mm. So he never went and finished it. Now he finished it and went back.
Fantastic. It's something simple as just getting your mouth kind of in order.
Right. And that's our goal, really, is to get them fixed up, get them their smile back, their self-esteem, get them social, get them getting back out into the workforce or volunteering in the community.
All right, cool. And speaking of, there's a big event that you have planned through this.
I'm going to let Jim take over here.
Adoptive Vet Dental. Well,
this is one of our favorite events, our biggest fundraiser, is our 15th annual Joe Glover Charity Golf Tournament. It is September 22nd at 7 a.m. And what is involved is a lot of great raffle prizes. We have prizes from certain golf courses like Toyobee, Wild Creek, Sierra Sage, Incline, Gray Eagle, and Wolf Run, and Pebble Beach.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a stay and play package from Pebble Beach. They are outstanding. It includes lunch, beer, range balls, golf gifts, awards. About $2,000, over $2,000 worth of golf rounds and $1,000 worth of restaurants. So it is one of our favorite events.
Cool.
And we definitely need players. We always ask for more. We fill up every year, we would like to get...
Might as well get them early.
Right. And most of the time it's the dentists that come and support. The ones that work on the vets also come and play and support.
Cool.
Yeah, isn't it?
Get them all interactive.
That's right. Yeah. And they can talk and see how far the program has progressed. A lot of them were there when Linda first started and see what's been going on. And if you're interested in a program, we just ask that you go to nndhp.org, and there's a click either to donate but also to sign up for the golf tournament as well.
Fantastic.
And,
I think Dolan is going to do a hole
well
in
that,
one.
That, yeah. And I'm
Dolan
glad
Auto Group. They're involved with a lot of stuff, like charity wise. Right.
This is their first year with us, and they donated a Link Lexus, and it's going to be the hole in one car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we're really excited. And like you said, they're so community oriented. Mm-hmm. And that's what we ask for. You know, we want to see the community get involved.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, then people definitely attend this event. When is it and where is it again?
September 22nd, Lake Ridge Golf Course at 7 a.m. is the sign in. Okay. And 7:45 is a shotgun start.
Oh, there we go. And then how can people know, I think, online about Adopt-A-Vet Dental just overall?
Right. They can also go to that same website, nndhp.org, and there's a direct link to Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program.
Okay.
And it really shows them what we're all about. And if a veteran would like to come on to our program, Jim, you want to take it? He is our veteran advocate. They'll be talking with him initially.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I love to talk to each veteran that comes through first to see if they're eligible. If they're not eligible, we have many other outlets for them to go to. We don't want to just blow them off because they already got that from the VA dental clinic, I want to say.
Yeah.
You know,
specifically.
I don't want that. They've done some great things for me. But we want to make sure that they're not forgotten.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest issue on the waiting list that we have is they feel like they're not forgotten.
So just keep constant contact.
Keep constant contact. And also, I'll talk them through it, let them know what to expect, what's going to go through. And by going through the program myself, it's a lot easier to talk to them and explain what's probably going to happen next. Because it's usually the same thing. It's asking for the help. Once they get the help, do they deserve the help? Mm. That's the next question they ask. Do I deserve this?
Wow.
And I sat in the chair going, no, he's going through the treatment plan, and I'm going, do I really deserve this? And to the vet, it's all the same thing. It's almost always the same thing. Hey, I don't give it to someone else. I don't deserve
it. Yeah, it's always about giving to somebody else.
Giving it to someone else. And these vets, they really do deserve it. And what I get most out of it, too, is watching these dentists get the support and show how much they care about the veteran community.
Yeah.
And I don't think they get enough credit. And because they don't want it. They don't go out and say, I do this, I do this. And we try to let them know. We just got done with the state assembly and the state senate. Huge success down there.
Cool.
We just had a bill pass and the governor just signed it. And to see the response from them was exciting.
Yeah.
We were invited in every office, never got turned down, never got misrepresented. Mm-hmm. Me and Linda hit every office.
Yeah.
And they accepted us because of the veteran portion of it. And it was really exciting to see. The state dealing with veterans is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. I want to thank you both for coming in. I'm sorry, we're about running out of time. But I want to thank you guys for coming in. Seriously, Linda Haig, founder of Adopt-A-Vet Dental, and veteran advocate from the organization, Jim Snyder. Jim and Linda, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Thanks, Aiden.